弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天诗班很棒。
Our choir was really great.
很多时候我们诗班一直都是很棒的。
Of course, our choir is always good.
但是呢唱诗班的时候呢因为很专心的想要把歌唱得好。
And usually, they want to focus on singing, well.
然后可能那个音符又有点高。
And sometimes the key is a little high.
所以他们很多时候啊，那个脸的表情就是很专注的，很严肃。
So sometimes their facial expressions are very serious.
然后音符要是高一点的话，喉咙又在那边这样子挤嗓哑，这个紧着嗓子在唱。
And they're straining to sing that high note.
所以呢。真快乐就这样，真快乐。
So it's very joyful like that, you see.
That's not joyful. It's like pain, painful.
Yeah, like painful.
可是你看，今天我就在看，我一听他们唱真快乐，我眼睛一看。
But as I was watching them,
真快乐。
It was very joyful.
你们有没有发现
？Did you notice that?
对不对？我们唱诗的时候，你如果唱真快乐，就真快乐。
So when you're singing a hymn and you're singing joy, you should look joyful.
脸上凝重痛苦的说真快乐，那好像不太快乐的样子哈。
So if you're singing like you're with a straining expression, it doesn't seem like you're joyful.
对，感谢主，能够与主同行，真是快乐的。
So praise the Lord that when you walk with the Lord, it is joyful.
我们刚刚主席已经提到了，我们儿童暑期圣经学校在两周就要开始了。
So our chairman just announced that our VBS will be begin in 2 weeks.
那今年很有意思呢，那刘长老跟我们在准备讲道的时候呢，我们就说 VBS 要来临了，我们可以借着 VBS 跟弟兄姐妹分享一系列神的话。
So because VBS will be coming soon, Pastor Alex and I have decided that we will speak on a series regarding the topic on VBS.
我们要讲到祷告。
And we want to talk about prayer.
我们要讲到传福音。
And we want to talk about sharing the gospel.
那今天我们要讲到服事。
And today, we'd like to touch on the topic of service.
儿童暑期圣经学校这个服事是需要借着祷告，是需要传福音，是需要服事的。
And this VBS ministry needs prayer. It needs we need to evangelize and we need service.
可是你知道，祷告、传福音和服事不是为了 VBS 而设计的。
But prayer, evangelizing, and service is not just for VBS.
VBS 是呈现出一个信徒在神的面前灵命的一个操练。
And VBS is something that manifests the Christian life being exercised.
所以借着暑期圣经学校的参与。
Through the participation of VBS,
我们可以学到一个信徒在主的面前必须要学到的，而且是宝贵的功课。
And we can learn the valuable lessons of a believer.
对一个信徒来讲，在我们生命当中不可或缺的。
And it's something that should not be lacking in our Christian life.
最基本也是最重要的。
It's very basic, but it's very important.
就是要祷告，我们要知道祷告。
And that is prayer. We need to know how to pray.
我们要知道为什么祷告。
And we need to know why we should pray.
我们要知道祷告的目的是什么。
What is the purpose of prayer?
我们要知道怎么去祷告。
And how to pray.
然后我们要知道在神的心意当中，我们从祷告当中怎么样可以得到神的祝福。
And how are we to receive God's blessing through prayer?
一个基督徒一定要知道怎么传福音。
And a Christian needs to know how to evangelize.
我们要为什么传福音。
And why we should evangelize?
我们要怎么去传福音？
And how to evangelize?
我们要怎么在传福音的这件事情上面能够看见神的祝福？
And through evangelizing, how we will see God's blessing.
我们在教会久了，信主以后，我们会发现会有人常常我们会听到服事这个词。
And if we've been in church for a while, we will hear the term serving.
有时候我们叫他服侍，有时候我们说侍奉。
Sometimes it's serving, or sometimes it's
ministry.
Ministry.
我们同样在一个基督徒的生命的成长过程当中。
So within the growth of a Christian life,
一个没有服事的基督徒是不能成长的。
A Christian life that does not serve will not grow.
一个不知道怎么样在主的面前侍奉，在主的教会里面怎么侍奉的人，是一个灵命不能成长的基督徒。
A Christian that does not serve will not be able to grow in their Christian life.
那既然有生命，生命就要成长了。
Now, if you have life, of course, this life needs to grow.
所以我们需要了解服事是什么。
That's why we need to have an understanding of what is service.
为什么要服事？
And why do we need
该怎么样的去服事？
And how do we serve?
那在服事当中怎么样看见神的祝福？
And then within our service, how do we experience God's blessing?
所以今天呢，我们就注重其中的一点。
So today, we will talk about this one topic.
我们要了解什么是服事。
We need to understand what is service.
我们要了解服事的心是什么。
And what is the heart of service?
因为当我们知道服事的心是什么，我们才能够用心的去服事。
Once we understand what the heart of service is, then we can know how to serve.
我们来读今天的经文，是在哥林多后书。
Let us read a passage this morning from 2 Corinthians
第四章五到七节
chapter 4, verse 5 to 7.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，是要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5 to 7. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us.
父神，我们感谢你，今天早晨我们能够到你的面前来敬拜。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to come and worship you this morning.
今天在这次每周我们称之为主日的那天。
And today is a day that we call holy.
The Lord's Day.
The Lord's Day.
是我们来到你的面前献上我们敬拜的一天。
It is a day that we come before you to worship.
是我们来到你的面前遵从你的一天。
And it is a day that we come before you to submit to you, to honor you.
是我们来到你的面前我们学习的一天。
It is a day that we come before you to learn from you.
是我们来到你的面前能够接受你祝福的一天。
It is the day that we come to receive your blessings.
今天早晨，当我们聚集在一起，奉主耶稣基督的名敬拜的时候
，And this morning as we worship in your Son's name,
求主你圣灵与我们同在
，May your Spirit be with us.
求主让我们的心灵，让我们的意念定在你的身上
，May our hearts and our minds be focused upon you.
愿一切的荣耀都归于你。
And all the glory belongs to you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们每一年在教会要到六月份的时候
，Our church every year around June.
就是我们这个暑期圣经学校的时候。
That is the time where we have this VBS ministry.
我们说这是我们教会一年一度的大事。
And it's a huge ministry for our church every year.
不是只是因为它是一个传福音的事工。
And it's not just because it's an opportunity to share the gospel.
是一个我们每一年大概是弟兄姐妹们参与服事最多的一个事工。
It is a ministry that has a participation from most of our brothers and sisters.
在儿童班的参与的同工大概有40多位。
We have about 40 co-workers in the children's program.
在父母班的服事的大概有20多位。
And we have about 20 co-workers in the parents program.
那不但是直接参与的弟兄姐妹，也有许多弟兄姐妹是在旁边是参与支持的这个支持和帮助的服事。
So some are serving directly, some are serving in the background.
那不但是在 VBA 之前的几个月，我们花很多时间、很多精力预备。
Not only with the few months prior for in preparation，
更是在 VBS 的那一周，大概可以有90到100位的孩子，包括他们的父母来到我们当中。
But during the week of VBS, we have about 90 children, including their parents.
所以是一个很大的服事。
So it is a huge opportunity to serve.
可是我们教会每周聚会的人数大概有200人。
But within our congregation, we have about 200 people.
那当然200人当中不是每一个人都是基督徒了。
And of course, within the 200, there's not all of us are Christians.
但是应该一大半都是。
But most of us are.
所以还有很多人还在想说我要怎么样参与服事啊。
So there may be some of us that still think, how am I going to participate in this service?
教会里面还有空间还有余地让我参与吗？
Are there still openings and opportunities for me to serve?
我要在怎么样的事工上面我可以成为神家中有贡献的一员。
And how can I be a contributor to God's family?
这是一个很实际的一个这个主题，对不对？
It's a very practical topic.
我们心里面会想我要怎么样服事。
So our hearts may ask, how am I to serve?
但有时候又不知道在哪些方面我可以服事。
But sometimes we don't know where we can serve.
然后有的时候等别人来问我可不可以去参与服事。
Sometimes we're waiting for other people to come and ask me if I can serve.
可是我发现，
But I've discovered,
很多人事实上对服事这个主题的本身了解的概念是不完全的。
A lot of people may not have a complete understanding on the topic of service.
很多人就觉得在教会里面做事就叫做服事。
So a lot of people may think that within the church, if you do a job, that is considered serving.
你是学生，你在学校，你做的事叫上课。
So if you're a student and you go to class in school, then your job is to go to class.
你是一个职业人士。
And if you're a professional,
你的工作就叫做上班。
So you go to work.
那你在教会里面呢，你做事就叫做服事。
So if in a church, and if you are doing work, then that's considered service.
我大概一个多月前认识了一个新朋友。
About a month ago, I met a new friend.
是一个基督徒。
He's a Christian.
那他就在问我这个读书的历程，还有我之后怎么样从这个职场上面转换到全职的服事。
So he asked me about my journey from graduating from college, then transitioning into working, and then transitioning to full-time service.
那我跟他提到，我说我高中的时候，我大学的时候，在教会就有许多的服事。
And I told him that even when I was taking classes in college, I was serving in the church.
可是他一听到的时候，他就说，牧师，你那个时候并不是在服事，对不对？
Then he said, during that time, that's not when you were in college, that's not considered service, right?
他说因为你那时候还不是牧师嘛。
Because at that time, you're not an official pastor.
他说你的意思是你那个时候在教会帮忙。
What you mean is during that time, you're just helping.
他说你的意思，我说不是帮忙而已，我有实际的事工在做。
And I said, no, it's not just helping. I actually had ministries.
他说，哦，我了解了。你的意思是说你在教会做义工。
And he said, oh, I understand. You were volunteering at church.
我那时候很想要讲一篇道给他听。
And during that time, I really wanted to preach a sermon to him.
我脑子就在想，帮忙跟义工跟服事这个概念，我应该好好的分享给你听。
And I was thinking, I should really share the concept of helping volunteering and serving.
可是我克制住自己了。
But I restrained myself.
新认识的朋友嘛。
Because it's a new friend.
对不对？所以这个是要我们慢慢去揣摩，慢慢去认识的。
今天很多人觉得
就是这样的一个概念。
But a lot of people have the similar concept.
神学院的教授服事，教会的牧师服事，去外面宣教的宣教士叫服事。
So if you are a pastor or you're a seminary student or you're a missionary, that's considered serving.
那其他的人都是就是帮忙或义工。
Then everyone else is just volunteering and helping.
那这就很可惜了。
Then that's pitiful.
因为每一个基督徒都应该是服事的。
Because every believer, every Christian should serve.
在教会里面帮忙和做义工的人不是信徒耶。
The people that, that help out and volunteer at the church are not believers.
你在一个慈善机构或外面的这个政府这个非盈利机构，你要去帮忙他们，你要提供一点你的时间，你把你多余的时间精力你去投入，那个叫做帮忙和做义工。
So if you're if you are in a or helping out in a non-profit organization or government organization and you take the time out to help out, that is considered volunteering.
一个基督徒，一个神的儿女的一个身份和一个职分，在神的面前就是替主做事的人。
So as a Christian, if your identity is a Christian, then when you serve, then you are serving the Lord.
一个属神的人，一个神的儿女，他做的事情，在主面前的这个工作，就是叫做服事。
So as a believer, the work that they produce in the church is serving the Lord.
所以服事本身是一个我们的身份，是我们的一个职分，不是工作本身的内容。
So serving is a role for the Christian, and it's not the contents of what we do.
所以不是只有在教会做牧师或在外面做宣教，这个叫做服事。
So when you are a pastor or you are a missionary and you're serving, that's what's considered service.
在 VBS 的时候有班级里面的老师。
So within there's teachers in VBS.
他们在服侍。
And they are serving.
可是那个帮忙教室整理好 清扫倒垃圾把椅子排好的人同样也是在服侍。
But those that are responsible for cleanup, they are also serving.
那个在外面准备饭食让同工下班以后赶到教会里面可是可以坐下来然后有一顿饭吃然后可以去带孩子的这个饭食预备的人，他也是在做服事。
So the brothers and sisters that prepare the meals for all of the coworkers that that can enjoy a satisfying meal after their long day of work, so that they can be filled before serving. That is all. The people that are preparing those meals are also serving.
很多时候，我们觉得在教会里面，牧师是在服事神。
So a lot of times we think that only pastors are serving God.
长老服侍神。
And elders are serving God.
执事服侍神。
And the deacons are serving God.
事工负责人在服侍神。
And the people that are leading certain ministries are serving God.
其他的人呢，就是帮忙做义工。
And then everyone else are just helpers and volunteers.
那我自己参与与否，就是看我自己的时间跟精力够不够。
So for me to participate, I need to weigh in if I have enough time or energy.
可是弟兄姐妹你知道吗?
But dear brothers and sisters, did you know?
在教会里面一些最可贵的服事。
Some of the most valuable service
是那个我们一般看不见的服事。
Is the service that no one can see.
最让人感动的服事。
And the service that moves
The most moving. 对我来说是那些一般人不知道的服事。
It is a service that no one knows about.
有弟兄姐妹在聚会前半个小时一个小时先到教会。
It is the service where brothers and sisters come half an hour before activities start.
他们把门口的这个叶子扫干净。
And they sweep away all of the leaves on the ground.
把门上面、窗上面蜘蛛网抹掉。
And they take away all the spider webs.
他们说今天呢，弟兄姐妹、朋友来聚会的时候，我希望他们看到的是一个很整洁的环境。
Because in their hearts, they want, when friends come to visit our church, they want a pleasant looking and clean environment.
在小书里面带那个小小孩的这个服事。
And the service in the stone house that takes care of the nursery.
不过就是看看孩子，让他们安全，不会到处乱跑。
Isn't it just babysitting the kids and making sure that they're safe?
在那边服侍的弟兄姐妹说，我看这些孩子是为了能够让他们的父母到 这个聚会里面能够敬拜神。
But the people that serve in the stone house have a heart that if I take care of the children here, then their parents can be able to be in the sanctuary and worship.
我愿意来照顾看顾这些孩子，牺牲我自己的时间，因为我盼望他们那还不信主的父母可以听到福音，能够得到永生。
So I'm willing to sacrifice my time so that their parents can be able to hear the gospel and be able to receive eternal life.
服事跟帮忙这两件，这中间的不同点在哪里？
Then what is the difference between serving and helping?
不同点在于他的出发点和他的目的。
So the difference is in the motive and the purpose.
我已经不是只是看到这个事情的本身，我是看到我服事的对象的需要。
So I'm not just looking at the job itself, but I'm looking at the person that I'm serving.
我看到我服务的那个人，他要怎么样子我去做，让他可以更与神亲近。
My focus is on the person that I am serving and how I can be able to help them.
服事的动机永远是为了让人能够更认识耶稣，能够与耶稣更亲近。
So then my motivation is always how I can help the other person draw closer to God.
我们刚刚读到的这段经文在哥林多后书第四章。
The passage that we just read in 2 Corinthians
需要给各位一点的背景。
I need to give a background.
哥林多后书是使徒保罗所写的一封书信。
Second Corinthians is a letter written by Paul.
那哥林多呢，是一个保罗，哥林多是一个城，是保罗去那边建立了教会。
And Corinth is a city where Paul planted a church.
是一个保罗所爱的教会。
It is a church that Paul loves.
保罗在那边带领了信徒，信主。
And he led people there to believe in the Lord.
可能也设立了一些教会里面的领袖。
And he established some the leadership in the church.
然后我们知道在哥林多那边有一些他跟他很亲密的一些同工。
They are close co-workers.
他也不时的差派他的这个门徒去那边去牧养这边的教会。
And he also made sure that there are people being sent to pastor the church, shepherd the church.
可是呢，不久之后，在哥林多教会里面出现了假教师。
But after a while, there were false teachers.
那这些假教师因为保罗已经不在了。
And Paul has already left the church.
所以他们就开始要攻击保罗。
So they started to attack Paul.
保罗是他们带领他们信主的，也是建立教会的这一位，是他们人所尊重的。
Paul was someone that they respected because he was the one that started the church.
地位很高。
So he's in a very high position.
可是这些假师傅到了教会里面，他们要抬高自己的身份。
But these false teachers infiltrated the church and wants to elevate themselves.
他们希望别人来跟随他们。
They want the believers to follow them.
所以他们就毁谤保罗。
So then they slandered Paul.
所以事实上保罗特别是在哥林多后书里面我们可以看见保罗好像在为自己的服事在做辩护。
So it seems like as you read the 2 Corinthians, it may seem like Paul is defending his reputation.
保罗是被神重用的一位使徒啊。
Now Paul was an apostle used by God.
新约圣经一大半是保罗所写的。
And most of the New Testament was written by Paul.
他知道他自己是被神呼召，要被神使用的一个仆人。
He knows he's a servant that was called by God and will be used by God.
可是今天他却要写信给他建立的教会跟那群信徒们，好像要辩为自己的职分要辩护。
And now he has to write a letter to the people within the church that he started to defend his stance and his reputation.
保罗以前跟弟兄姐妹们提过。
And I've taught on the topic of Paul before.
保罗是一个能力很强的人。
Paul was a very capable person.
他是一个知识水准在当时来讲是很出色的一个人。
And he was very well known, and he's very academic. Like he was a scholar.
他不但是在他不但是在社会上面受人的敬仰。
So he was well respected.
因为他懂律法，他教律法。
Because he understood and taught the law.
他的指导老师又是当时在耶路撒冷里面他们宗教犹太教里面领袖之一。
And his mentor was the chief teacher of within the Pharisees.
然后保罗自己本身又是一个认真热忱的人。
And he himself was very zealous.
所以他还没有信主之前，他各处的逼迫教会。
So before he believed in the Lord, he was persecuting the Lord and the church.
他作为一个有身份、有地位的一个犹太人的领袖。
Because he was a leader within the Jewish community.
他说：“我要维护我们宗教的纯洁。”
Then I need to protect the purity of our religion.
所以我要去迫害这些所谓的基督徒。
Then that's why I need to persecute these Christians.
他很出名的。
And he was very well known.
基督徒都知道这个在耶路撒冷里面。保罗又叫做扫罗的这个人。
And all the Christians know about this Paul, also known as Saul, that persecuted the church.
他知道他的水准在哪里。
And they know about his,
他自己知道他的水准应该在哪里。
He himself knows his position.
也应该是一个自视很高的一个人。
And he's probably very arrogant.
可是
very proud.
他在写哥林多后书的时候。
But when he wrote Second Corinthians.
他面对在哥林多里面这些假师傅的攻击。
So now he's facing the attacks of these false teachers.
他们攻击他什么？
What are they attacking him on?
他说保罗啊，他是一个讲话不清楚，然后口才不好的人。
And how are they attacking him? They're saying that this Paul is someone that is not eloquent.
成天说的翻来覆去的就是讲耶稣。
All he talks about is Jesus.
就是讲耶稣和十字架。
He talks about Jesus and the cross.
我们现在的人，我们追求希腊文化、罗马文化，我们的哲学、我们的口才多好啊。
Today, what we are teaching is all about Greek philosophy, Roman philosophy, and we are,
我们尊重的是那些哲学大师啊。
Who we respect are these well-known philosophers.
我们所注重的是那种我们听他讲话我们心里面就觉得哇好兴奋的人。
And what we want to be after is the people that speak and we are so mind-blown by what they have to say.
那保罗在哥林多前书不是一开始他就说吗？
But in 1 Corinthians, didn't Paul say,
他说我定义什么知识都不知道，就知道主耶稣并他钉十字架。
And he says, everything that I know, I only want to know Jesus and the cross.
Crucified.
Jesus crucified.
他说我不要世人的学问。
I don't need the knowledge of the world.
我不是没有学问。
It's not that I myself don't have knowledge.
可是我不用世界的知识和智慧来吸引你。
I don't need the knowledge of the world to attract you.
我只要讲主耶稣基督的爱和他拯救你的那个牺牲。
All I have to show you is God's love and that sacrificial love.
结果他被人攻击。
Then he was still attacked.
你讲的话没什么创意。
The things that Paul talks about, there's not much creativity.
然后有人攻击他说保罗这个人啊人格不好。
And there are other people that attack him and say that there's a problem with his character.
不但没有口才。
Not only is he not eloquent.
说故事也说得不漂亮。
He doesn't tell stories well.
然后他人格不好。
And he has a problem with his character.
他出来传道去建立教会为了是什么？能够得到信徒的供养。他在欺骗你们拿你的钱啊。
The only reason why he's preaching the gospel is so that he can be fed by the believers so that he can take their money.
你要小心保罗这个人。
You have to be careful of this person, Paul.
是不是他每次来你们这边的时候就要募款啊？
Is it true that every time he comes over, he's asking for offering.
他都说是要拿去其他的教会，拿回耶路撒冷救济那边的信徒，谁知道是真的假的？
And he talks about he's collecting the money so that he can bring it back to all of the churches that are in need. Who knows if that's real or not?
就算是真的，他拿的那么一袋钱，他回耶路撒冷说他是坐头等舱还是坐经济舱？
And when he collects all the money, does he take first class or economy back?
刚才要吃饭的，他去五星级的那个旅店呢，还是他去吃路边的那面摊呢？
And when he's having meals, does he go to a five-star restaurant or just a little shack?
所以他们说他口才不好，讲话不信人，又说他人格上可能有问题。
So they were attacking him on and saying that he's not eloquent and there's a problem with his character.
那不但如此，他们还对他做人身攻击。
And not only so, they only attack him on his
personal attacks.
他说保罗这个人啊，你看了他，他就是一个其貌不扬的人，但这个人不怎么好看。And they also say this guy is just not good looking.
He's ugly. 那圣经没有直接描述保罗是怎么样的一个人。
Of course, the Bible doesn't describe what he looked like.
有些解经家说保罗可能有点驼背。
But expositors say that he may be a hunchback.
有些人说保罗可能眼睛不是很好。
And he may have a problem with his
eyes. 看人的时候就这样子。
So a lot of times he squints.
然后可能年纪又越来越大了。
And as he's getting older.
就是说反正他是一个其貌不扬的人。 There's not much to look at. 那这很可怜啊。
That is pitiful.
你作为一个服侍的人。
A person that serves.
你如果口才不好，可是长得漂亮。
If you're not eloquent, but you're good looking,
那至少人家愿意来看看你，对不对？
So at least people want to come and look at you.
你如果长得不好看，可是你讲话好听。
Or if you're not good looking, but you're eloquent,
那他们也愿意来听啊。
At least they want to come and hear what you have to say.
那你又丑又不会讲话。
But if you're ugly and you're not eloquent,
然后人格又可能有问题,
and you have an issue with your character,
那你怎么服侍啊？
Then how do you serve?
你知道保罗，他听到这些攻击他的话。
So when Paul hears these words of attack,
我们不知道保罗到底他的这个长相是怎么样。
But we don't know what Paul really looked like.
但是当时保罗也六七十岁了，至少，所以也是年纪大的人。
But during that time, he's already around 60 or 70 years old.
我们也知道保罗曾经受过政府的鞭打。
We also know that Paul was punished by the government and
whipped and lashed. 这是造成身上会有疤痕的。
So there's plenty of scars on his body.
他去传福音，曾经被城里面的人拿石头去扔到半死。
And he was also stoned almost to death.
然后神可能是借着路加医生，可能是神的保守，使得他生命得到维持。
And because of the physician Luke that was accompanying him at the time, maybe took care of him.
因为他在各处传福音，他的那个脸，他的皮肤一定是那个饱经风霜的那个样子。
But so when he's
皮肤又皱又黑。
So when he's going around these cities sharing the gospel, he must be dark and his skin must be wrinkled.
所以从这个角度来看，也就不是一个很漂亮的人。
So when you look at it from that angle, it may seem that he's not much to look at.
这些事情保罗不是不知道。
And Paul maybe recognizes that.
你知道对保罗自己来说，他就觉得他不是一个口才好的人。
But to Paul himself, he does not consider himself eloquent.
信主之前，他可能是一个很自傲、自视很高的人。
Before believing in the Lord, he must be a very proud person.
但是当主耶稣基督拯救他之后，他知道他是一个不配得主耶稣基督用生命拯救他的人。
But once he was saved by the Lord, he knows that he was unworthy for the Lord to save him.
他说我在人的这种学问上面，就算是走到了顶级又如何呢？
Even in man's standards, if I've already at the peak,
就算我在社会上面，就算我在这个宗教上面，我是领袖级的人物，我又算什么呢？
What is it worth if I'm a leader in the society and leader in this religious sect?
就算我是一个以色列第一任的王，这个便雅悯支派里面所传下来很正统的犹太人，又算什么呢？
So what is it worth even if I was studied under the...
even if I was a descendant from a pure bloodline from the first king of Israel, Saul, from the tribe of Benjamin, so what?
我的这一切我都把它视为粪土。
I consider all of this rubbish.
因为今天我认识了拯救我爱我的主耶稣基督。
Because today I have come to know this Jesus that has saved me.
跟神的救恩比起来，跟神的全能比起来，我的这一些算什么？
What is it worth compared to the salvation that I received and compared to God?
没错，你们事实上讲的都对。
It's actually true. What you say is all true.
我本来就不是一个什么有特别有口才的人。
I'm actually not someone that is eloquent.
那口才比我好的人太多了。
There are many people that are more eloquent than
me. 我本来就不怎么好看，比我漂亮的人太多了。
And I'm not that good looking. There's many people that are better looking.
人格上面来讲，可能我是有一定的水准，可是我自己知道，在神的标准面前，我是人格是有缺陷的。
And of course, I myself have flaws in my character.
所以你看，在哥林多后书第四章第七节他怎么说
？So that's what did he say in 2 Corinthians 4?
他说我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里。
He says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay.
什么叫做瓦器
？What are jars of clay?
瓦器就是用陶土用土做出来的一种容器。
So jars of clay are made from clay.
这土里的容器讲到的就是我们这个人。
And what this clay is referring to is our bodies.
保罗说我这个人就像这个陶土做的瓦器一样。
So Paul here is saying, I'm just like this jar of clay.
就是一个很平凡很粗俗的一个东西。
That is something that is very simple.
Yeah, simple, common, lowly. 本来就不是一个值得什么抬举的事。
It is not something to be valued.
但是我所讲的，我所要传的不是我自己。
But what I am sharing, what I am teaching is not myself.
我这个人，我的一生，我要呈现给人看到的是那瓦器里的宝贝。
What I want to show to others is the treasure that is inside this jar of clay.
那个值得被人敬重，值得被人珍惜的不是我，是我里面所拥有的这个宝贝。
What is worth other people to see and to value is not me, myself, but the treasure that is inside me.
这个宝贝就是主耶稣基督拯救的大能，就是神赐给我们的福音。
And this treasure is the great power of God, and that is the gospel.
那瓦器有几个特点。
There are some characteristics of this jar of clay.
这瓦器首先是陶土做的。
Of course, it's made from clay.
它是土做的。
Made from mud.
Yeah, or dirt, right?
Dirt.
所以它是一个很粗俗、很卑微、很平凡的一种容器。
So it's very lowly and very common and simple.
它不是一个漂亮精致的琉璃或者说玻璃杯。
It's not like a very a pretty or delicate glass.
它不是用金属做的。
It's not made from gold.
金的或银的或铜的。
Or silver or bronze.
甚至它不是用一个很高贵很结实的木头所做的。
It's not made from valuable wood.
它是那个最贱的。最便宜的，每个人都可以很容易就拥有的一种粗俗低微的东西。
It's made from very lowly,
common
and invaluable
material. 然后瓦器是容易破碎的 ，fragile.
And jars of clay are fragile.
是不是？你可以放东西在里面。
You can put things in it,
但是一敲一砸它就碎了。
But it's easily broken.
然后瓦器是很容易被替换的。
And jars of clay are easily replaceable.
而且是容易被人用完就丢的。
And it's something that people just throw away after use.
有人修瓦器吗？
Does anybody try to repair jars of clay?
你试过吗？
Have you tried that?
你可以用粘胶把它粘起来啊。
You can use glue.
但它要装水还漏水啊。
But once you put water in them, it still leaks.
然后你放东西进去，那个破掉的地方一直一直不断的破，然后洞户越来越大。
So, you put things in it, there's, the hole continues to become bigger.
它又因为便宜，所以干嘛花那么多时间去修？你要去修它的钱比买一个新的钱更贵。
Because they're so cheap, there's no point in, to fix it. You can just replace it.
很容易被替代的。
It's replaceable.
要保罗说，我是这个瓦器。
So Paul here is saying, he is like this jar of clay.
他了解到他这个人就是一个很平凡的人。
So he understands that he himself is someone that's very common.
跟神比起来，跟主耶稣基督的荣耀比起来，他是一个很卑微的。
Compared to the glory of the Lord Jesus and to God, he's just very lowly.
这不用讲，肉体上面是软弱的，是容易破碎的。
So in the flesh, he is very easily broken.
在情感上面，在心智上面，就是一个软弱的人。
And he is fragile and weak in his.
虽然他是被神重用的，同样他了解，如果神要的话，他是可以随时被取代的一个人。
And because he's used by God, but he also knows that he's someone that is replaceable.
保罗在神的面前是一个对自己认识很清楚的一个人。
Paul understood and knows himself well.
作为一个服事的人，他了解。我的服事之所以受人敬重，之所以能够得荣耀，不是因为我自己是什么。
As a servant of God, he understands that his service is not from him.
我服事的珍贵，我服事的荣耀是在我里面所拥有的。
And the value of his service comes from what's inside of this jar of clay.
这里面的宝贝是那无价的宝贝。
The treasure inside is something that is invaluable.
这无价的宝贝就是在第六节里面他告诉我们说，是那神荣耀的光，是显在基督的面上面的。
And this treasure is what he describes in verse 6, is the light that has shone in our hearts.To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
在第四节里面，他也同样的提到，用不同的方式描述说，这个是基督荣耀福音的光。
And in verse 4, he says, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbeliever to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
他说这个宝贝是神的荣耀，然后是神的这个光，在主耶稣基督里面所显现的这个光。
So this treasure in this jar of clay is the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
你知道，当保罗在想他这件事情的时候，他心中所想要描述的是什么？
So when Paul is thinking of this situation, what is he trying to describe when he's writing this passage?
我自己什么都不是，但是我是这个被神使用卑微的这个器皿。
So he is saying that he is worthless, but he has this treasure inside.
可是我里面所藏有的是那神荣耀的光。
Even though I myself am worthless, but this treasure inside is the light of the gospel and the glory of Christ.
是神在主耶稣基督里面所赐给我的这个福音。
That is the gospel that I received from God.
因为有这个福音，让我可以看见我主耶稣基督的荣面。
And because of this gospel, I can be able to see the face of Christ.
你看，你记不记得像以利亚当初在山洞当中
，just like Elijah when he was in the cave.
他在旷野里面，在山洞里面，神的荣耀经过他的面前。
And in the wilderness and in the cave, the glory of God passed.
在地震、在暴风过后之后。神那微小又稳定的声音对以利亚说话。
After the earthquake and after the storm, in the still small voice, God spoke to him.
先知以赛亚在异象里面进到了神的殿中，看到神的圣殿里面充满神的荣耀，像是云雾一样充满。
And as Isaiah, in the temple, when he describes the Lord, his glory filled the temple.
然后天使们就说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And the angel said, holy, holy, holy.
全能的主。
All powerful God.
万军之耶和华。
King of kings.
就像约翰在启示录里面看见了在天上神受人敬拜的样式。
Just as John, when he saw, in Revelation, how people worshipped God, worshipped Jesus.
In the heavenly host, 天上的众天使属神的子民在神的面前不住地说圣哉圣哉圣哉，主神是昔在今在永在的全能者。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come.
他们在神的面前看到神的荣耀，他说我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物都是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.
就像是彼得当时在船上看见主耶稣基督从水面上向他迎面而来。
Just like when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water.
然后当主耶稣基督最后进到了船中的时候，
And when Jesus entered into the boat,
他扑倒在主耶稣的面前说，主啊，你是我的神。
He worshipped Jesus and said, Lord, you are my God.
我是一个不配的人。
I am unworthy.
保罗所想到的是这位创造宇宙万物的神。
Who Paul is thinking about is this God that created this universe.
你看第六节说，因为那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们的心里了。
In verse 6, it is for God who said, let light shine out of darkness has shone in our hearts.
这个世界原本是黑暗的，原本是混沌的。
This world used to be dark.
原本是空虚的。
It was empty.
但是当神创造的时候，他首先就让光出现，照亮了这一切的黑暗。
So in creation, God first said, let there be light, and the light shone into darkness.
今天我们是一个基督徒，是一个神新的创造的人。
生命
原本是生活在黑暗当中，我们原本是无助的，我们原本是混沌的，是混乱的。
Our life used to be in darkness, and it was empty and void.
可是神从黑暗当中照了这道光，照到我们的心中。
But God has shown this light onto our hearts.
这道光是主耶稣基督所带来的盼望和他的拯救。
And this light brings salvation and hope.
这是我们里面所拥有的，弟兄姐妹。
This is what we have in us, dear brothers and sisters.
我们的服事算什么？
What is our service worth?
我们的人算什么？
What are we worth?
都不算什么。
It's not worth anything.
可是我们里面所拥有的是这位创造宇宙万物的真神，他所赐给我们的盼望和生命。
But what we have inside is the eternal life and the glory and the light that is in God.
我们所能够彰显给别人看见的就是主耶稣基督的爱。
So what we can show and reveal to people is the love of our Lord Jesus.
我们所能呈现给人看见的生命就是神的拯救和他的牺牲。
So what we can show to others is his salvation and his sacrifice.
今天这个世界是黑暗的。
And today the world is dark.
今天这个世界是无神的。
And without God.
今天这个世界是没有永恒盼望的。
This world is without hope.
因为今天的人需要耶稣。
Because the people in this world today need Jesus.
我们的服事，弟兄姐妹，就是要将耶稣呈现给人看。
Our service is to show others Jesus.
我算不得什么。
I am nothing.
你不要看我。
Don't look at me.
你要看我里面所拥有的这个宝贝。
What you need to see is the treasure that we that I have.
这个宝贝是神要你也能够得到的。
And this treasure is also what God wants you to have.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
你看，保罗告诉我们这个是服事的心啊。
What Paul is teaching here is the heart of service.
因为我有了这个服事的心作为动力，作为动机。
Because this heart of service is what motivates me.
所以第五节是怎么样实际的去执行啊？
So then how do we put this in action? We look at verse 5.
很简单。
It's very simple. 2 points.
第一，我们不是传自己，我们要传耶稣。
The first point is, for what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord.
传耶稣为主。
That is the priority.
不是只是介绍耶稣给你认识啊，耶稣要成为你的主。
Not so you just know about
Jesus
Christ,
right.
But accept Him as Lord.
我们要传耶稣为主。
We need to proclaim that Jesus Christ as Lord.
这个传不是只是口传啊。
And it's not only through our mouth.
这个是身传啊。
It is through our life.
这个是在服事当中传啊。
And this is shown through our service.
昨天早上有一群弟兄姐妹大这个礼拜六早上临时的被呼召集来，然后就来教会做清洁。
Yesterday morning there was a group of brothers and sisters that were called on short notice to come and clean the church.
我昨天早上没能来，但是我听到弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，很认真的、很喜乐的在一起服事。
I wasn't able to come yesterday morning, but I heard that a lot of brothers and sisters were very dedicated.In cleaning the church.
人不多，可是有一群爱主、尽心尽意要服事的人在那边帮忙。
There's not a lot of people, but a very small group that loved the Lord and wanted to serve.
本来昨天下午因为儿童暑期圣经学校的这个筹备要开一个全体的这个同工会。
Yesterday we had a VBS committee meeting.
所以呢，那些老师啊、助教啊、这个事工的这个领导，还有参与者，四十多位弟兄姐妹们，下午要来这边开会。
And because all the people that are co-workers of the VBS program, whether it's teachers, TAs, or anybody that's serving in the VBS ministry, about 40 people had to attend a meeting in the afternoon.
所以有人就说，那如果礼拜六早上还做一个清洁，那太累了，可能人不多。
So, some brothers and sisters mentioned that because they need to participate in this meeting, there may not be a lot of people that will attend the cleanup.
或者服事的人都是那些嘛，所以下午也要来，他们早上也要来。
Or it's the same people serving, so they need to come in the morning and in the afternoon.
可是后来我想一想，我说，事实上，那些下午需要来开会的弟兄姐妹，四十多人，可是我们教会还有一百多人，他们是不是早上可以来服事呢？
So then I mentioned that, well, there's about 40 people that needs to attend the meeting in the afternoon, but we have about 100 people that attends our church. Maybe there's a few of them that can attend in the morning.
VBS, 教圣经的老师是在服事福音。
The teachers of VBS are serving.
VBS 那一周五天六天费时费心费力要在这边服事的弟兄姐妹，他们是在传福音。
So the teachers that are teaching in the VBS program, they are serving and they're sharing the gospel.
可是弟兄姐妹，难道礼拜六早上虽然没有参加教导，虽然没有参加 VBS, 可是来教会把教会准备好，呈现给那时候我们要来服事的对象，福音的这些不信的朋友们的这个服事，是不是同样在传福音啊？
So the people that are not directly in VBS, but help prepare and clean up the church facility, are they not also participating in? They are.
当然应该是。
Of course they are.
我在这一方面我没办法供应，可是我有这个心，我要将我这个瓦器中的宝贝我要呈现出来。
Even though I don't have the opportunity to directly contribute to evangelizing and teaching,But I have this treasure and I want to show it.
可是当我们不信的朋友，他们的家庭，他们的孩子到我们教会来。
As these non-believing families or friends that come to our church.
他们能够有一个干净的地方来使用。
They can use a clean facility.
他们可以到一个安全的地方来听神的话。
And they can come to a safe place to hear God's word.
然后呢，我要来这边尽心尽力的把神的家能够准备好，为着主耶稣基督的福音能够得到彰显。
I'm going to put my whole heart and effort into making this facility clean so that the gospel can be shared within the VBS week. Because I want to show this treasure that I have in my jar of clay.
弟兄姐妹,
that is service.
那不是在做事,
it's not just doing a job.
那不是在做义工,
it's not volunteering.
VBS, 我们听到很多人说现在需要 帮忙什么做布置?
So what we've heard, we still need help in decorating for VBS.
你说我对传福音我不太会，我怎么讲我都不会，我不会跟人传福音。
So you may say to yourself, I don't know how to share the gospel. I don't know how to tell others about the gospel.
可是你珍惜你这个瓦器里面的这个宝贝吗？
But do you value this treasure that is inside you?
你愿意将这个宝贝呈现出来，然后让那些不幸的人也同样得到这个神的宝贝吗？
Are you willing to to show this treasure that you have so that others can receive this treasure just like you?
你不会带孩子,
you don't know how to take care of kids.
你不会讲英文,
you don't know how to speak English.
你不会煮饭,
you don't know how to cook.
你很忙,
or you're busy.
可是你可以拿颜色笔在纸上涂一涂，然后拿剪刀剪一剪吗？
But can you do some painting or use scissors to cut?
可以。
Yes, you can.
当你在做的时候，你说我这不是只是在画画和剪纸啊。
But as you are doing these things, you're saying to yourself, I'm not just painting or cutting.
我因为爱主。
But it is because I love the Lord.
因为主所赐给我的生命太宝贵了。 我还能够替主做什么?
Because you're saying that what I've received this treasure from God, what else can I do?
我是很卑微的,
I am lowly.
我是很无能的,
I am not capable.
我是很不足的,
I'm not complete.
人家剪两个纸, 我只能剪半个,
others can cut two pieces of paper, I can only cut half.
是我可以在那边剪的时候, 喜乐的, 然后还替那些要来到我们VBS当中听福音的朋友, 和我们孩子祷告。
But as I am cutting these things, I'm filled with joy and I can pray.
那你就在服侍了。
Then you are serving.
所以服侍有了那个心，我们怎么去需要传耶稣为主， 用口传，用身传。
So what we need to do in our service is to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord.
第二，就是因为耶稣要做别人的仆人。
And the second point is,
第五节的后面,
the second part of verse 5, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
服侍就是做人的仆人。
Serving means to be other people's servants.
因为我有这个宝贝,
because I have this treasure.
因为是主耶稣所赐的,
and it was given by our Lord Jesus.
所以我要传的, 我要做的, 不论我在什么方面, 我都是要传耶稣为主。
So whatever I do, I need to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord.
然后我服侍你的心就是一个仆人的心。
And the heart of service is the heart of a servant.
我不需要你尊重我。
I don't need you to respect me.
但是我愿意你能够尊重神。
But I wish and pray that you would respect God.
如果借着我的服侍，我成为了你的仆人，而你可以认识主耶稣基督， 那就是带给我最大的喜乐了。
So if through serving, and I can become your servant so that you can come to know Jesus, then that brings me great joy.
最后我们来看哥罗西书第三章。
Lastly, let us look at Colossians chapter 3.
第22节的后半和23节, 我们用这一节经文做一个结束。
And we'll conclude with this passage in the second part of verse 22 and 23.
我们一起来，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主。无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。Not
by way of eye service as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men.
弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
让我们用服侍的心，用心的服侍。Let
us have a heart of service to serve.
我们一起祷告。Let
us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Your love for us is so wide and deep. Who are we that you would consider us? We are made, we are like jars of clay.
We are lowly and
we are broken and we can are replaceable.
但是你却赐给我们
But you have given us this invaluable treasure.
主耶稣基督的福音是神你所赐荣耀的光。
And the gospel of Jesus is the light that is shown from you.
今天你赐给我们，让我们珍惜它。
And you've given it to us so that we can value.
让我们传扬它。
So that we can share it.
让我们彰显它。
And reveal it.
使你的名得荣耀,
so that your name may be glorified.
使你的国度降临,
so that your kingdom come.
使你的救恩临到万人,
and that your salvation will spread to the end of the earth.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.